and welcome to the Sparkle Pod, Move It Mama's very own podcast, a community connected through exercise, but so much more. The Sparkle Pod aims to sprinkle a little bit of everything, from sparkle and sunshine to our daily grind and rigmaroles. We hope you enjoy. Well, 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 we're back. Episode number, I'm not even sure, but that doesn't really even matter. It's bringing us so much joy hearing how much you are getting from these chats and that we are keeping you company. It's also a really nice little break in our days where we can get together, even if it is from our wardrobes. Today we have Shah with us both. She is at her house in Cambridge and Jess is at hers in Christchurch and me and mine just down the road from Jess. Today in this episode of the Sparkle Pod, we're going to answer a few questions that we've had pop up in our Instagram. We hope you enjoy. Hi, Charlotte, Kate, Twig.
Yeah, hey, you almost said Charlie and then you went Charlotte.
Hi. I hate it when I don't pronounce words properly on the Sparkle Pod because I go back and listen and I listen when we're finished and I cringe. So we'll start again. Hi, Charlotte, Kate, Twig.
Hi, Lisa Fong.
Lisa Jane Fong.
Oh, I didn't think you had a middle name.
Oh, gosh. Hi, Jessica Ruth.
Stroth. Kia ora.
Hi, darling. I'm loving the kia ora. It's morena. Oh, is it? It's afternoon. God, the days are going random paces, eh? Like, some days are slow, some days are fast.
I'm finding most days quite fast, which is good.
That's because you have two under, two and a half.
Thanks for the adjustment.
I'm just under 35.
How's she going?
She's actually really good. She has actually, I'll give her a little shout out because she's put her hand up to do this ANZ Daffodil Day fundraising gig to sit in an ice bath, and the more money she raises, the longer she sits in there, and she's raised over $16,000, and ANZ match that.
Oh, my gosh.
She needs to sit in there for, like, 30-plus minutes.
Will she actually do it?
Yeah, so we'll do it over I picked up the ice the other day, and we'll do it over Instagram Live, probably, and get questions and stuff so that we can keep her occupied.
Is it going to be, like, bad for her to be in there for that long?
Well, you would imagine it doesn't – it gets better as you stay in there longer, right?
Maybe.
I've got a question, though. You might need to wait till she's got rid of your cold.
No, it's scheduled for tomorrow, but that's okay. I'm just giving a shout out by the effort that she's managed to raise 16K. It's pretty epic.
That is pretty epic. I don't imagine she's going to listen to this pod, but good shout out. Deserved.
Thanks.
All right. Jess, I know that about a week ago you put a question up on your Instagram, to people that look at your stories and asked them what they would like to hear on the Sparkle Potty. And they came back with a few questions. So we thought in this episode we will answer some of those questions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, cool.
Did you want to kick us off with one?
I'm going to kick us off with
a kind one, like a one that's a bit lighthearted, doesn't take too much thinking.
Oh, okay. Do you want the go-to snack? Go-to snack or treat for yourself? That's usually under $5 when you go grocery shopping. Hit me, Charlotte.
Hit me. I love this. Good question. When I go to the grocery shops and I need a little snacko, I'd probably go for like a protein bar. generally the protes, yeah. It's either that or like a bounce ball. I love bounce balls. The coconut macadamia. It's like a protein ball, I guess, but the coconut macadamia one is a really yummy flavour and it's about $3.50.
Can I just ask you a question, Shah? Why wouldn't you just go for like a packet of chips or a chocolate bar?
Yeah, good question. I think I would be more satisfied with something that's more filling, and I know that a protein bar would fill my snack hunger more than a pack of chips or a chocolate bar. And I also, depends on the brand, but if you nail the choice, and you get the right one, it almost feels like you're in the chocolate bar anyway.
Agree.
Do you know what I think is so crazy that us three are so the same with this? Like, how are we all three of us? I mean, I know we haven't heard from Jess yet or myself, but, you know, it's so weird that there's us three sisters that probably would go for the same kind of thing at the supermarket if you wanted a little nice, you know, snack, under $5.
Are you saying that that's what you'd get, Lise?
Kind of, but I'm also saying that it's just funny that we're on the same page with that and I quite like it. And I think I would get, if I was, if it was summer, I wouldn't go for that though. I'd go straight to like the fruit and I'd look for a punnet of raspberries.
That's so like your personality.
But can I just tell you that I would sit in the car and hoover them and I would not bring them inside. Saw them.
No,
totally.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they're probably not under $5 anyway is, you know.
What about you, Bunt?
I'd go the protein bar too, always. And just to caveat that it's not something either of us eat regularly or anything. We don't really do supplements or anything. But if we are looking, you know, if you're a bit hungry while you're hoovering around the supermarket, good word, hoovering around the supermarket, then that's your choice. You know, as in the last podcast that we did about my eating habits in the past, that was actually my choice at like 3 a.m. after a night out on the town instead of Burger King or J&M's. Is that miserable or is that miserable?
Yes, miserable.
That's like eating chalk, I feel like, at that time.
I would go to, what was the like 7-Eleven? Fix or whatever they're called and get a protein bar while everyone else was at Burger King.
Oh my gosh. So I think that like the whole supermarket thing, you know, you could go pick up a chocolate bar, but as what we us sissies tend to do is we tend to think about how we feel with a lot of things, like how that's how we motivate ourselves to exercise because we feel so good. So I would think that if I got myself a Maro bar, a Mars/Moro bar, that it would leave me probably feeling a bit rotten. So that's probably why I'd also go down the Musashi. Is that the right brand, Shah? Protein bar?
That's a good brand, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to find one. I don't know the exact one that I get, but there's definitely like there's a Caltex on my way home from work, and I often pull into the Caltex for a little protein. So if I find the right one, I'll share it.
Sometimes I would actually be partial to a kombucha too, kombucha. And also just every now and then I'll just do a sneaky little Maltesers bunny at the checkout.
Woof.
So I would get a kombucha, but I actually buy them in my weekly shop because Dan and I quite like one during the week for like a bit of a special fluid.
Mocktail.
You're trying not to have alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. Question.
Yeah, moving on. All right. Has Move It Mama made a positive impact on your life? If so, how?
I can answer this first. It's Shah buzzing in. Yeah, that is a real no-brainer for me. Of course it has. I love being a part of it. I love, you know, meeting random people who know people that are Move It Mamas. You do that. I feel like I have that experience every day when I'm not
you're
in lockdown.
Because you're like at work as well, though, at another environment.
Yeah. And being able to do it alongside two of my favourite people, which is pretty exceptional. And then just like throughout the years, the impact that it's obviously had on so many people and the connection across the Move It Mama community. And yeah, it's had an enormously positive impact on my life. What about you, Jess?
I have a question. Do you ever go like, oh man, I do kind of wish I lived in Christchurch and could be with them working on this like as my full-time job?
You know the answer.
No disrespect to ND cricket, but like that would be quite fun one day, eh?
A handy. I think, no disrespect to my day job. You know I love it. But if the Sparkle Factory was a thing, you know, a place of work that we could all congregate, I'd be there with bells on.
There you go, Lace. song.
I'm feeling the pressure.
Your turn.
No, it was yours. She asked you.
Right. Yes, of course. And the same goes for me. It's impacted me in a hugely positive way, from like a kind of, no, the word isn't logistical, but just a the day-to-day running of my life. Like, I work roughly 20. Yeah, maybe. Like, as far as exactly a compatible job to my life right now. And I get to do that. You know, I get to do a very amazing job from the comfort of my own home while also raising two young children. So that's amazing from a compatibility standpoint. But then on top of that is being able to do the job that I can't actually imagine a job I'd like to do more right now. So actually the work that I do too. And then compounded on top of that would be all of the people that we meet. Why are you guys laughing at me? You know,
this is face.
The people that, yeah, we get to be involved with, and that they're like a big group of friends, and the support and encouragement and all of that that we receive is sometimes actually like makes me feel a bit stink that like I don't give that, I'm not giving all that support to these people, but I feel like I get it so much. Like, I get all these nice comments and stuff, and are they missing out that they don't get that back? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It's Shara again. I just like that post you did, Lise, when you said, hey, girls, like, I was a primary school teacher. What do you guys do?
Amazing.
And that's an example of, like, how good it is to learn about our people. Lise, what about you?
You know, that's real funny because I loved that thread. It was so cool. And I've often wondered that. But sometimes I'm wary that I don't want to clog up the Sparkle feed because people are paying a membership to do the workout. So mm-hmm. I'm wary with what I post on there. But it was so good. And I could see how much joy everybody else was getting from learning about what their community were doing for work. Mm. And there were so many like jobs that it was so cool to learn about what everyone's doing. You've just got to remember, Jess, and myself and Sha, that, you know, our energy every day when we do the workouts and the way that we show up consistently, that's a really big thing for a lot of people. So I do think we put out a lot. I think it's just because you put one thing out to so many, and yet you're getting individual things back. So it makes you feel that sometimes, maybe?
Maybe,
yeah. Okay, so can you ask me the question again, please?
Does it bring you joy? Has it impacted your life, and how has it impacted your life? And yeah, has it made a positive impact, and if so, how?
Okay, so I just always think back to when I first started this, and it wasn't a business. It was just, I was just sort of doing it for fun, and there were quite a few people in the group. And I remember I'd go to bed every night and I'd just feel so satisfied about the fact that there was this group that were doing the workouts that I was sharing. And it was just the most wonderful, like, that's a funny word to use really, but it was such a wonderful, warm, fuzzy feeling in my stomach. And I just felt so stoked, like it was a new feeling for me that I had never really felt before. I think I felt it when I was first teaching my first class, but it was kind of, it gave me such a thrill. And it was, I felt really like utilized, or I felt like I was giving back so much because I was getting so much feedback about you're changing our life and stuff, which is why we started the business, because people were saying, you can't go back to primary school teaching. We need you. You're changing my life. And so it was just the biggest thrill. So to keep that thrill going, I wanted to make sure the membership price was cheap and so it wouldn't take away that joy. And so that's why it is, and it has been for the last 4 years, $10 a month, because it still gives me and brings me so much joy. And the twins are in there, and like the joy that people get from having you guys in there now, people have always said, I've been there from the beginning and it's always been so great, but now it's even better because Jess and Shara are there. And obviously now we've got like Emma sometimes on the scene to sub in. So it's an absolute thrill every day. And sometimes I need to stop and think about that, because when I'm, you know, grumpy or in a bad mood, I think about Move It Mama, and I actually, it does spark me some, you know, positivity. So it is a huge, huge thing in our life.
Mm-hmm. People are missing, just speaking of Sha, people are missing Sha at the moment, aren't they? They're commenting on my workout. It's like, loved it, but do miss Sha.
Oh, gosh. Just, Jess, does that make you feel all right, though? It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah. God, yeah. No, but they're appreciating Sha, you know, just taking a chill. Like, that's and so it, cool as well.
Yeah, and I know that feeling of, like, you know, people missing you, but being so equally just as happy with the other person that's taking the workout, you know? Like, people just... I feel like we're so lucky that people really appreciate all of us, and, you know, it's just such a very, it's a great feeling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything to say about that, Sha?
I've just let you chat. Obviously I'm just conscious looking at this recording that my sound is really loud. Hopefully I'm not yelling at people.
Yeah, I know.
But. Yeah, I think I've had a lot of messages and people are kind of worried about me and stuff with taking this break, but it really is like I have also been on a 4-year Olympic campaign and I'm taking my leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm good, thank you.
That's nice, Kelly.
I do feel like you need this break, because it must have been so hard to be you while she was going through all of that. And so it's such a treat for you to step back a bit and, yeah, just chill your brain as well and not have to think too much about other things, because you actually work full-time as well and you've got lots on your brain.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lee. All right. Next question. Jealousy, comparison, etc., as in how to deal with these feelings, natural for females. Lise, do you want to start?
Does the question mean, like, are we jealous of each other?
No, it's just talking about how we handle feeling jealous how we handle comparison and comparing ourselves to others. And I don't, you know, there's no specific context to that at all.
Yeah. Okay, so my immediate thought when you said that was I think when you're feeling good about yourself or you're feeling in a good zone, those feelings don't come apparent, that they're not really apparent very often. So I think it's really important to work on yourself internally, and then you might find that those kinds of thoughts, you know, don't pop up as much. I find that when I do have feelings of insecurity or comparison or jealousy, it's when I'm feeling shit, and often I relate it to my hormones, because as a lot of people know, I kind of track my cycle. And when I do feel like that, it's always about a week or a couple of days or a day out before my period arrives. So I think generally on the whole, I remember this feeling like when I started to feel real good, and that was when the sparkle moment came, when I had my sparkle back, that is when I started to appreciate the beauty around me and not actually go, oh, I want to be that. Or, you know, so I think when you are feeling like yourself, then everything else around you that is great, you appreciate.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point, Lee. I think, if you're content in who you are, you're obviously going to compare yourself to others less. And I've talked to you about this as well, as the perspective thing and gratitude. Like, if you are... you know, you're looking at people, whether it's on social media or, you know, Instagram is the worst probably, and wishing you had what they had, the body they had or the job that they had or the arms that they have, relationship that they have, it's often taking a step back and thinking about what you do have and being really thankful for that. And the perspective part for me is, like, you never know what's going on for people. Like, there is, you know, everybody has shit going on, and whatever we see on things like social media is always going to be generally a highlights reel. We don't really know what's under the surface, and that's why we always say that we want to be kind to people and pick people up, because yeah, despite what they project, it might not be the case. But yeah, those two things for me are really important when it comes to trying to compare myself less to others.
That's a really good point, because I was just thinking, like, as we know, Love Island's finished now and there's a new Love Island champion of 2021 and they are like so in love and so beautiful. And I was looking at them and on Instagram and thinking, oh gosh, oh gosh. But then, do you know what I did share? And this is where the perspective and gratitude, I then took myself back into my daily life and I'm so lucky. Look what I've got around me. And like, even though we're not, Dan and I aren't in the honeymoon phase, I know that we've got a great love and don't be so ridiculous. Get back to reality. This is, you know, we can work at this and maybe we need to do some working at this, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Jessie.
I used to struggle a lot with jealousy and stuff. And like comparison, I just remember spending years just, particularly when it comes to image and looks and stuff, just desperate to look like someone completely different and totally wanting to transform myself physically. But then also I remember being jealous of little things. Like I feel like between sisters where there's not much jealousy, but I do remember, like, I don't know, Shah buying a house before me. And for a bit I was a bit like, you know, thinking with the whole pressure of society and societal standards or norms and expectations too, thinking like, you know, that it was shit that I didn't own a house or whatever.
Caveat that, like, it doesn't matter if you own a house or you don't own a
exactly.
house, you know?
Exactly. It's all society's pressures and expectations or, you know, these messages that we're fed for years and years growing up. But so I've managed to, yeah, I think it just comes down to being happier on the whole as an individual. And I would say that, to Shah's point of gratitude and perspective, is absolutely fundamental. But I do also think that, like, if you do on that, you know, if you're struggling with that, then are there things in your life or in your daily habits or whatever the case may be, are there things that you should be looking to change or work on to improve your contentment with yourself or your life or whatever, you know? So if it is relationship related, or if it is you know, job related, or, you know, I think we can get along to that quote we talked about the other day, Lise, or we can go on living, but do we want to be thriving?
Most people
exist, like, or live.
Yeah, or so thrive.
We can go on existing, or yeah. do we want to make some changes to thriving? And I mean, a big part of that for us would be, you know, do you want to start exercising? Because I honestly just, you know, when some people quit Movement Mama Ray and they're like, they're not doing it and they're not doing other exercise or something, to each their own, of course. But to me, that's just so foreign, not exercising. And I just feel like that as a first step for anyone, you know, with, in terms of their confidence levels and contentment. Is contentment a word?
I don't know, but you're so right. Like, contentment.
Details.
Contentment. Content. But no, you know, you're contented. Like, contented.
Surely not.
I wish people could see your face then, Lisa.
Okay.
Your face.
Do I look like a guinea pig?
Yes. You look like a chipmunk.
Yeah, your head is off in the distance, like little.
It's little way. It's a pea head, eh?
Yeah, it is small. Yep.
You know, I got the biggest sense of, like, okay, girl.
At least sometimes puts my cap on or a cap on or something, and it literally drowns her head.
Oh my god!
We got
a real small head.
Head spun.
Yeah, I know. And now she's got a skeleton mask.
Yeah, I found it in the bottom of my wardrobe where my high heels are. Hey, guys, I did my live workout this morning at 6:10. I scaled it back a little bit because I'm exercising to my cycle and I knew I was going to get my period, and I got my period, like, honestly, half an hour later. And I just still got an amazing sweat up and I just felt so good. And I can't emphasize that enough, that when you are feeling good, everything else around you is so much better, I reckon. And, like, obviously we might have more you know, there might be things going on in your life that are really difficult. And so, you know, it might not obviously solve problems, but it will totally help with your mental mindset. And I think when you are feeling good and practicing, you know, feeling good and looking around you at the beauty, then I think that it's just easier to live a life without as much jealousy and what's that word? Comparison. As we know, what's that quote? Comparison is the
thief of joy. I would say just a little add-on note, though, that obviously we have moments of jealousy, least with Love Island, whatever it might be. Like, clearly we're human, and we will always have bouts of jealousy and comparing ourselves. It's like about kind of trying to rein it in a bit. Yeah. And
like, there's this lady that we like. No, we love her, but we feel kind of jealous about her. Because she's just so amazing.
I would also, one other thing, though, would be we say this, or I say this, from a perspective of I'm so grateful, but I feel like I haven't had that many very difficult things to deal with in my life. So when I say gratitude and perspective and stuff, I say it, but like, I doubt myself a bit saying that, to be honest, because I feel like I'm yet to be fully tested. Do you guys know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I think there's a term for this, Bunt, because it's like quite a morbid way to think, but we, you know, often think, when is something terribly tragic going to happen to our family? Because we have had
let's not talk about
that. Let's not go down the rabbit hole.
Next question, I think.
Okay, good. All right, we'll try to make it a little bit
lighter. Hang on, wait, no. Do we need to address the end of that question? I mean, is that, what is so... for me, I feel like when people say you just need to make, so when something bad happens to somebody else and it's a tragedy or something and people say you just have to be grateful for what you got, that's when I start to go down the rabbit hole of like, yeah, but that doesn't take away their pain. So there's so much we can talk about that, but that's when you need to put the lid on the box and go, we're okay, just keep pushing, keep enjoying what we can. And, you know, in that respect, don't think too deeply into that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a big topic. It's loaded, but I think we've done it some. We've answered it. We've talked about gratitude, perspective, and being happy within yourself and taking creating strategies or ways in which to improve that self happiness, I suppose.
Yeah, I love that, Jess. Yeah. Like creating ways to improve it. So if you can look at where you're unhappy, what are you going to do about it? And
address
action
them.
It.
Yes, action. Yeah. Hey, I do have a question. Well, this is kind of just like, it could be full stories, but I feel like we could each plug one story. Travel adventures, as I feel there would be a few doozies between you all. So can you think of like one particular episode of your traveling career that you'd tell a story? Shall I tell one? I've got one at the top of my head now.
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
I think mum knows that we grew up going through Onslow College, and I don't know if it was an Onslow College thing, but lots of people smoked weed. We didn't, like all of us, I think, even stemmed from our brother. Like all of us just did, we were like, and we were mocked, I think. I remember being kind of mocked.
Can I just say it did stem from our brother, but do we even know, was he even as innocent as we thought he was?
I reckon he was probably just trying to protect us as his sisters and get us.
We can ask him. We'll ask him.
Yeah, we'll have to. But, you know, long story short, we all went through high school not trying anything. And, gosh forbid, like, no way, I wasn't going to go near it. And it was ingrained in us not to. And friends did, and, you know, lots of people at the school did. And anyway, I was on a top deck bus tour around Europe, and that's when I first moved to London. I did like a 20 or 30 day tour, and I was like hooking up with a guy, really into this guy on the trip. He was
his name started with an A and ended with an X.
And he's from CCCHC.
He was from CHCHA, but now he's not, and he's an AKLD. Anyway, details. Hey, anyway, he was only Kiwi on the trip, and he joined the trip quite late, and goodness knows, we really liked each other. Anyway, that's a whole other story. I then went on to meet my now husband, who, you know, when I told this guy about my now husband, he was like, whoa, handsome. And he was really annoyed. And I was like, yeah, well, he is a hot dude, my husband. Okay. Where was I going? We were in Amsterdam and having never tried weed before or any drug. Oh, no, I hadn't tried any drug. Should I be talking about this?
I don't know, because I do know there's some kids that are listening to the Sparkle Pod. This is where it's getting a bit confusing.
Okay, I'm not going to give any information other than that in Amsterdam, you go to a cafe, you try that, and then you're like, oh, it's not working. So then you try again, and then you faint on the floor through, like, and then you have to drink, like, a sugar syrup drink, and then you eventually, a couple of hours later, come to off the floor.
And the positive to come from that, well, not a positive, but the thing to appreciate here is that you were doing that in a place where it was legal.
Yeah, and also... Oh, yeah, cool. And also, that's good for my story, eh? And also, the other positive, kids, is I never did it again because it certainly wasn't for me.
That's a great lesson, Jess. Hey, yeah. But, yeah, it's really funny now that I know that there are, like, kids that listen to this. But anyway, that's okay. We just have to keep being ourselves and know that we are here and we are showing up and we're being vulnerable.
Okay, real vulnerable.
I just banged my head on the door.
Your poor little head.
I was really stumped when you asked that, Bump, but I actually have something. I did like a 5-week stint in Europe. This is pre-Emma. And with my partner at the time and her best friend. And we met her in Italy. So we were in Rome together. And I don't know that I've told you the story. We were walking away from a gelato festival. That's where we had been. We were walking down the streets of Rome and past a building or a construction site.
Sorry. Who goes to a gelato festival?
Like, was it fun? Was there music? Or just ice cream?
Went for the ice cream. It's judging.
What the heck?
When in Rome. I suppose. Anyway, interrupting. I was walking past this like construction site, and they were ahead of me. And I looked to my left, like the wall of the construction site, and there's a gap, like a door, but not. It's a, you know, whatever. And there was a man, like super big, hairy, nude man, having himself facing.
Gosh.
I'm not lying. And I look. Oh, I keep walking.
In Rome.
I quickly turned and kept walking towards my partner. And they turned around and were like, Shah, are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost. And then I had to tell them what I had seen. And it was like a memory that will forever be etched in my mind.
That's
I can't
really,
unsee
really
that.
Horrifically foul.
I've had someone do that to me.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't doing it to me. He was just having fun in this little cubby hole. But
do you know about, like, I did it at Vauxhall train station. Remember when I was, like, 13?
Yeah, that's foul.
Did you lock eyes with this dude?
Yeah, I did. And then I, like, saw everything. And then I just, like, carried on with my life. But I've, like, never forgotten it.
Was he, like, you know, going for it?
Mm. Oh, we spare us the detail. Moving on. Lace, your story? Keep it PG.
I'm trying to get my phone in like low power mode. How do you do that?
You go into your settings and go battery and turn it to low power mode. Hey, raised the topic of Italy, Shah, I also remembered another like illegal story too, was that my two girlfriends that I made on that trip, who are amazing Australian girls, the three of us were sat having like 3-course meal at some eatery in Rome, I think, or Florence, Rome or Florence. And one of them, who's a dear friend of mine, just suggested that we didn't pay for it. Did you know this?
Yeah, I know this story.
She just made us do a runner. She was like, right, it was so bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Just so you know, kids, we were caught. I was before I even like.
Oh, naughty.
No, but it wasn't my idea. Well, I mean. Yeah,
did you get caught?
They ran off. They managed to go, the other two, my two friends. And I got pulled by the arm. And excuse me, you haven't paid. And I just played dumb. And then I paid.
We just preface all this badass behaviour by saying, like, we didn't swear really until we were, like, 17.
Yeah, like, we're real goody goods, Texas
So, you know, I was actually a bit naughtier than you guys, I think.
Mic drop.
I got my mouth washed out with soap at about 10.
Yeah. Tell what was your travel story? Yeah.
Oh, well, I feel like I can't remember lots, but I just have one that sticks in my head, and it's so like yours, Jess. This is so randomly weird. But like, so I was going to somewhere in Holland for a wedding, and I was going on my own to meet the friends there. So it was a girl, this is before I met Dan. So I was in London, and I was going to this wedding, and I was turning up there on my own, but there were people there that I knew. I don't know why I didn't go with someone, but I decided to stay in Amsterdam for 2 nights on my own. So I went to Amsterdam, and I thought I was really cool traveling on my own. You know how you just think you're so cool when you...
I can imagine you and your eyelashes going... your eyelashes would have walked in everywhere first.
It was actually my eyeballs that, you know, do the balling. But the thing is, you know, when you're over there, you think you can wear little caps and little cool things and you just get away with it.
Yeah, it's almost like you go into an alter ego, eh? Because you're foreign and you pretend you're Spanish.
Yeah. My version of that was meant I could wear cargo pants.
God.
Crikey. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I have so many bad stories actually now, but I'm just going to tell you this one that's not too bad, because I just, you know, well, this is a bit bad. But so I was like Jess and Shai, and I hadn't tried any form of drug or anything. I had tried a cigarette though, girls. I had at
so
high school.
Had I. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And so I was 20 when I went to London. I was 25. Why are you laughing at me, or just thinking of me, or what?
Just thinking of you guys. I had tried a cigarette though, girls. As if we're gonna be freaked out that you did that.
Shah, did you at school?
I don't know that it was at school. I honestly don't remember. I can't remember. Don't think so.
I'm just picturing you with your like dicky shorts on and your bun, your low bun.
Believe it or not, I didn't own dickies.
Didn't you? I think I did.
Oh my God, I feel like you did. Fun.
All right.
Okay, anyway, so I get to Holland, I'm in Amsterdam, and I go get into my hostel, and I think I'm real cool because I'm in a hostel. And I go and decide to go to a cafe and try. Why?
Because we're obviously visualizing this.
That's hilarious. Just visualize how you thought you were so cool.
Oh my God. Keep
going.
Hang up now. People might not want to keep going. So I go, you've made me do the uncontrollable laugh, and I can't get back normal. I need to do a belly breath. Just wait. Okay, so then I go to a cafe and I decide to have a brownie with marijuana, and I sit there and I eat the brownie and I think this is fine, and then I think how naughty I am and how Mum would just be appalled at me, because especially because I don't know what effect this is going to have on me, because I've never tried anything like this before. So I go back to my hostel and I get sleepy. And I go to sleep, and I'm on the top bunk. And then suddenly a man runs in, opens the door, and yells out, "Are you mad? Get out of the building." And there was a fire alarm going off, and I had to be evacuated. God. And then I took off, and I left, and then I walked around the streets of Amsterdam, and then a man was at the door of this really cool-looking flashing parlor and said, "Do you want to come in here? You can have it for free." And I walked in, and it was a sex show.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Now I feel really snotty after that laughing.
That's okay. quite an eventful few minutes.
That took a turn, didn't it?
Yeah. So that was my story. There you go. And then anyway, that was fun. And I went on that night and went back to the hostel. Everything was fine. No, it wasn't burnt down. Everything was fine. And then the next day was very tame. And then the next day caught a train to where I was going and met up with some friends and obviously shared my stories and had fun with them.
Okay. Can we move on now? Hey.
Yes.
I've got a more serious one. So rein it in. Your philosophy on food, etc. So we could probably talk for a long time, but actually we could probably talk very briefly about this because it is very simple. So Shah, do you want to just start with that and then Lise?
I'm going to suggest we know where the time is right now. We're going to take no longer than 4 minutes.
Okay.
I reckon that's easy for us, though.
Cool. Like, my philosophy on food, I believe, will be the same as my sister's, and that is we basically just try to fuel our body with good nutritional food. We don't try and overindulge, but obviously at times we do. I don't say no to any particular food group. I never rule any particular food group out, and just believe in trying to make good choices, knowing that I will feel better when I do.
Lise?
Bang on, boom. So, boom. My thoughts are exactly the same as yours. I actually think I was talking to you guys about this before, the other day, about how, like, think about all the foods that you normally eat. Like, I'm kind of routiney and I always know I love a couple of eggs each day. So when am I going to fit that in today? And think about the foods you add in. And I've talked to our dietitian that we talked to through Move It Mama, Sarah, and she's really along these lines as well, that you think about all the foods you can add to your diet that make you feel good. And so it's not about cutting stuff out, but what can you add that's nutritious? And I know that I haven't actually had my tamari almonds today, so I'll look forward to having those because they're yum, you know? Think about things that are yummy, that taste good, that make you feel good and leave you feeling satisfied.
Yeah, and less about what do I need to take out of my diet and more about what you can add in. That's Sarah Percy's, a large part of her philosophy. I think that's really cool. And I think we've been raised, you know, there's been fads left, right and centre all the time. You know, at one point fat was the worst enemy. At one point sugar was the worst enemy. Like, at the end of the day, there's, I just think, big corporates out there trying to make a dollar and trying to sell you the latest thing. So, but we all know really what to do, and that is to eat as much, as many whole unprocessed foods as we can. And we know that. I think most people know that. I think everyone knows that you should try and go to the supermarket and try and buy most of your stuff from the outside aisles rather than the aisles down the middle. Like, it's not rocket science, although a lot of people will try to tell you it is. Yeah, okay, there's exceptions to the rule with people with certain health conditions or dietary requirements and stuff like that. That's a bit more complicated. But for, I think, the average person, a, you know, 80-20 approach is a good idea to eating as many good nutritious foods as you can. 20%, we are human, we are not perfect humans, and therefore you need to sometimes eat food that's not deemed perfect.
Yep, and completely agree with you. I also think, you know, by the talk of adding in the food that you haven't eaten, like thinking about what you haven't eaten yet, like the eggs and the almonds and the you know, the spinach and banana and peanut butter smoothie or something like that. That sounded like a funny combo, I know. But there's not, when you've done all that, there's not actually a lot of room in the day to eat heaps of crappy food. So you think about all the good stuff you eat, and then you're avoiding the, you know, reaching for the shitty stuff.
Yeah, and I would say too that, like, it's a trade-off sometimes. So, like, for me, and think about what you just absolutely love. Like, if your food needs work, like if you think your diet needs work, not diet as in dieting, just what you eat needs work, and you need to work on it to make yourself feel better, focus on fueling yourself to make you feel better. But also think, is there, you know, just making a small tweak, just one step at a time, rather than trying to change so many things all at once. It's just unsustainable. So for me, something I would not change is the fact that I like a couple of bits of chocolate after dinner. And that's not everyone's cup of tea, but it definitely is mine. And I don't sweat the fact that I do that. Like, that's just something that I include in my day. And the majority of my day otherwise is pretty decent, you know?
Mm-hmm. And pick your things, eh? Like, I love an almond croissant. So if you came to my house with a really delicious one, I would love that. I would enjoy it so much.
Yes. Yeah. Amen, sister. Sha, anything else to add or no?
That's we've done our time.
Time's up.
Right. Right. Are we going to go to this one? Because I feel like this could get a little bit wordy and not so PG rated. But it was asked, and we'll finish on it, I think. We've got a few others that are long-winded, so someone wants to know about our birth stories.
We'll do a bit that more another time.
Yeah, like stuff that needs to be probably like a whole podcast. So one other one was how to keep the romance alive. least, it actually says, at least says 2 times a week is a must.
Who said this? Who has, she's named me. Name that person.
You'll know. You'll know.
Oh, I don't know.
One of our members. Anyway, how to keep the romance alive. Do you want to start, Lise?
I think I'm going to, do you want me to start? Okay. Well, my we're not that romantic, but I think that we know each other's personalities so well, obviously, that I know when he's trying to be romantic. So, like, he'll heat my gumboots up by the heater before rugby. I think that's a romantic thing for him to do, but, you know, he's not romantic. So I take that and I go, that's so nice, he loves me. So I think it's important to know your partner and know how they are showing you love. Like, he'll give me the best bite of his yolky egg yolk toast.
Whoa. And I would not do that.
I know. And so I think, you know, he doesn't arrive very, very, very rarely with flowers, but I know that he shows me in other ways and I know how to read that. And he knows he likes me showing him. His way of me showing him that I love him is obviously through sex. I think that's a lot of men, I think. Mm. That's a generalization. Mm. But I know that that is important to him and he knows what's important to me. So we try and, you know, look after each other in that respect. And I do know that it is very important to connect with your partner. And sometimes we don't feel like it and we don't really want to do it, but you have to think again, like exercise, how does it make you feel? How does food make you feel? And you think about it, you know, once you do fornicate, that's a mother word, eh? You know, we feel closer and then we're in more sync with each other. And so I think that it is really important to, you know, I don't know.
So your answer to that, your answer in short, and I think I would be the same, is almost alike in the analogy to exercise. So, yeah, sometimes you really, really feel like it. Sometimes you just might not feel like it as much. But you think often about how it will make you feel afterwards. And all, we're talking about the sex component. Mm-hmm. And also how your relationship will feel afterwards and how the communication will feel and how the tension will feel and all that kind of stuff.
Like a flow-on effect. And, you know, I think it's important to have set, you know, we're going back to the romance thing because sex isn't exactly romance, but like how to get to that point, you know, you want to keep your relationship ticking along. So on a Friday night, I'm looking forward to Friday night already. Tonight, even though we're in lockdown, I know that it's kind of, I put my phone down and we have pizza and nachos and we've done that ever since the babies were born. You know, it's just something that, we have committed to each other to connect and watch a movie together. And no matter where we are in our lives, that's something that's kind of a non-negotiable. And I always, you know, if I get an invite or he does, we quietly decline the invites on Fridays. And people know that because it's our chance to be together. Yeah. Over to you guys.
Sha?
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to agree with what you're saying. And I also, listening to you, it makes me think about, like, this might sound cheeseball, but your purpose, like why? And liken it to exercise, right? Like why would we be romantic or be intimate with our partner?
Mm.
Like it's the
good, it's real good thing. Yeah.
And like we all know for some people it may not be important, but for others it's really important. And you need to obviously have open lines of communication around how important it is and how big a part of the relationship it is or small, and just be really upfront and open and think back to like why do we do this because we love each other
and why you're so right. And it's a journey and it's going to be ebbs and flows and there's going to be times where we don't want to you know, and that's okay. And just know that but be open with that chat.
Yes, yeah, I think communication that you just mentioned is super critical too. Even if you feel like, think Cora and I are particularly amazing communicating together, but we still are you're quite open about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of forgot what I was going to say, but I feel like, I've forgotten.
Yeah, your energy's sort of gone.
No. Tired.
No, my energy's not gone. I just was thinking, and then listening to you, it made me think about like why. But then I was about to say something and I forgot it. That's all.
Okay. Can I just say, Shah? So, I mean, okay.
I've remembered now.
Oh, go.
Sorry. I've remembered when you said ebbs and flows, Lise. Like, if you're listening to this and thinking, like, God, I really need to sort this part of my relationship out or whatever, and there's this ebb in your flow.
The ebb, the negative bit. I always get confused.
Ebbs and flows, peaks it's and troughs, whatever you want to call it. But if you are thinking like, you know, and I'm not saying that we're all perfect, right? But if there's parts of people there that are thinking like, I need to sort this out, just keeping that in mind that it's like, if there are times when it's not flowing the way you want it to, it's temporary and you can fix it.
And it's a work in progress, eh? Because I know people told me this, and I wonder if this is going to relate to anybody. Back when we were like, had the kids quite, you know, when they were younger and I was breastfeeding, it was in that zone. I never really felt like it, but I still did it because I knew how important it was to Dan. And I know that there was, you know, once we did it, it was great and it reconnected us. But now that they're older, it's like, I am completely different to that stage now. I'm not going to elaborate, but. You know, there are stages.
Different and stages. And we're talking from this and answering this question from no stage of perfectionism nor qualification or anything of the sort, FYI.
Absolutely. And
opinion only.
Opinion and personal only.
And this is just what it's quite funny because, again, us three are very similar in our feelings about this, whereas a lot of people might not find it important at all, like the actual deed. But it's interesting that we are all on that same kind of page, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think also the romance side, though, like versus intimacy, right? Like, I think what you said about Dan warming up your gumboots and like, I might put toothpaste on Emma's toothbrush or she'll give me the last bite of her McDonald's cheeseburger. Like, those little things, too. Add up to how well you feel connected and loved. And yeah, I think that was a really good point as well, Lee.
Yes, I think so too, because as you get into a longer term relationship or you have been together so many years, it's those little things that are actually, they do add up because, or they just are. They're big things, aren't they?
Yeah. Jess, what can you tell us, can you think of any that Dor do for you that are like similar? Because
Dor does so nice many to share things, these things. Yeah. I know that he thinks he's so practical around the house, and he thinks that's like
helpful for you.
And that's him showing me. Every now and then it's a coffee, like this morning in bed. He asked how the night was because he doesn't even wake up or stir when Bo stirs. And he said, how'd you go? And I was like, oh, I've got to sleep train him because it was a shocker and I had been up since 5 and it was now 6:15 and Nina woke. And so he just instantly got up and said, right, you know, he's going to make the coffees. And so like that is actually something I normally do, and he does the nappies. But even that alone, like the fact that we've got that kind of understanding that we do something like that for each other, I suppose, as soon as we wake up, and I wake up after a shitter, you know.
I'm always in awe of you, because when I was the feeding mother and getting up 100 times a night, I used to stomp back to the bed and make sure he would wake up. So you are such a good partner.
Well, I just know I try and make sure he stays asleep, because I don't know, I suppose he's going on.
This might be a classic non-parent comment, but wouldn't it be better to just have one person that's sleep deprived than two if there is two parents?
I'm like that, Shah. I'm a big, I'm like that. But we know what Lisa's like in terms of personality. Like, it's like when you are struggling with things or when you are sad or empathizing with someone else's sadness even, like you just have to share it. Like I know that if something's bothering you, you'll call me probably, you might call me first out of a lot of people, but then I know in an hour you've spoken to mum, you've spoken to Dan, and text the sister chat.
Is that why you didn't respond yesterday when I told you an intricate detail about all my children, each one? You just didn't even go back and talk to me about that?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because, I was preoccupied. Anyway, moving on, 55 minutes, we're over and done. Let's move on to our sparkle spreader. Are we ready for that?
Yeah, I've got one, but it's a bit boring. But I just had so much fun before I started this chat today. So did you notice I was in quite a good mood?
Yep.
Well, I was, and, you know, I haven't been in a very good mood lately, but that's probably because I've now got my period. But anyway, we were having a family game of charades, and it was so much fun. Dan was just on form, and he was making us absolutely lose it, and it was so fun. Like, we've got the charades for kids, and you just pick up a card and each child had a turn of acting something out, like, you know, and then me and Dan did it and it was so fun. And so I just think if you don't have that game, you could make cards, play it with your partner. You don't have to have children, and you could just do some topics and do some movies or something and some games or actions and then play the game. And it's just hilarious.
Fun. Hey, oh, it's got me thinking about one of the questions that we got, which is also probably something we'll cover in more detail later, is about exercising and eating to your cycle and stuff. Again, something we can't comment on from a professional standpoint, but maybe something we talk about in another day.
I don't know why you just popped that in there, because we're actually talking about the sparkle spreader.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It just, you reminded me. All right. Okay. Shall your sparkle spreader?
I'm ill prepared. Can you go?
Yep. I got a message from a great friend of mine that I made in London. He listened to the Sparkle Pod, which blew my mind, period. But he listened to the episode that was largely focused on me. And he just said it just gave me such like warm fuzzies that I was your friend at that time and that I was, you know, in your life at that time. And I was like, whoa, you listened to the Sparkle Pod? And he's like, yeah, well, to be fair, the Emma Twigg episode was the one that actually hooked me in. But then I thought, let's hear a bit about Jess. And anyway, that was really cool because we barely talk, but we are connected on Instagram. And what a cool thing.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. I feel like that's just so cool. You would have been like blown away and shocked. Like, what? You know, you just don't expect that. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Got anything, Shah, yet? Or now you're going to leave us blank?
Why don't I talk about my sparkle spreader would be all the positive messages I have received about Emma's workouts. Now, she's obviously taken over Jam for the next, well, she's done the last couple of weeks. She'll be with you tomorrow. And, you know, it's not a natural thing for her. and I've received so many messages, and she is really poor at checking comments on workouts. So if you have commented and you haven't received anything in reply, it's because she's useless with administration. I'm slowly getting through them on her behalf. But yeah, thank you for obviously being willing to accept another one of us. And yeah, she's really, really loving it.
Do you know what I think about that? I think it's really cool because it's made other people from the outside go, oh, she's taking a workout. Obviously I want to do the workout with her because she's an Olympian and she's Emma Twigg. But it's also like it's made it maybe more accessible. Like, oh, if she doesn't really do these, but she's doing them and she's enjoying it and thinks it's great. So maybe we can all do it too.
Mm. Yeah, it's really helping her in lockdown, to be honest. Like, obviously, in MIQ for 2 weeks, she was well into it, and then she's still kicking on at the moment too.
That's really cool. Shut.
Okay, over and out. Another 1 hour episode brought to you by the Move It Mama, and we were not meant to do it for an hour.
Knocking them out.
thank you very much for joining us today. We'll be back probably tomorrow. Do we get the weekend off, girls, or do we come back tomorrow?
Not really sure. We'll discuss that offline.
Okay. Have a really happy rest of your day. If you're listening to this in the morning, have a good night, have a good sleep. We hope we've managed to sprinkle some sparkle in your life today.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
See ya. Bye.